Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his cord. Said there's a red boy now.
Stevie Ray brings back late great SRV.
Lord!
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Little Texas blues there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. In my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Joe Muse, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of Business GPS. We're talking about a little bit of a different way to approach customers. And the term contingency compensation is the topic. Joe, when you think of contingency, when I think of it, the straight up definition is usually with people who are consulting, right? Who are advising. That's one of the ways in my world, at least, I've seen the most contingency. What do you think? What are some other ways?
Well, I think you're right. You obviously get to services or selling something. You know, the contingency is like a sales commission. Contingency is selling your house. Contingency is selling your business, things of that nature. Contingency is where the price can vary, and so, or the impact can vary. And in the win-win scenario, the gentleman or lady providing the service gets a good compensation because they've done a great job, and the business owner walks away because they've gotten the right price or a great service from it. So I think a lot of times it's where there's a variable dollar amount in there somewhere.
Right. Another way, and this brings in the mainstream of the Main Street economy is contingency. I mean consignment. So if a vendor...
Yeah.
If a vendor has a product that they think let's say right now in the middle of this pandemic shutdown, you got a retailer who's just doesn't have the money for the inventory, and you know that if they had the product on the floor or available to them, that they would sell it, but they don't. You know, you either are concerned about their ability to pay, or they're concerned about their ability to pay, and you just set up a display in their shop on a consignment basis, right? I mean that's not new. That's been happening for generations. Cars, automobiles, to some degree are like that. But so part of contingency might be consignment, right?
That's correct. I think it's been, contingency, consignment, these concepts have been around for a long time. And, maybe people forget about them. But, again, if done right or in the right scenario, you end up with a win-win. And so my view is, as you and I have talked before, I try not to overcomplicate these things. Mm-hmm. Let's just get back to a simple relationship. How do you have benefit? How do I get benefit? How do we have the same unified goal? If we have the same goal,
it's got to be put in writing, though, if you're going to do this, right? Because one of the things I found out is you might not see, that nature in people when you're offering to help them for free. Another kind of a being may come out when they start having to turn loose of some of their money.
Yes, and Jim, that does happen.
The three-headed greed beast comes out.
That's exactly right.
And also, see, that's the other issue with contingency on some levels, is it's not only that we have a contract that you'll pay me, but sometimes the payment is based on some calculation. And if you don't have control of the elements of the calculation, you could get hurt.
Right. It needs to be clear. These are all good points. You know, our contract is 3 pages long. Very simple. Very clear. But you're right. There are times where need a refresher. But for the most part, especially in our line of work where we're helping people in trouble, the vast majority remember, gosh, Joe, I thought I was going to be closing up my store. I thought I was going to be doing something, a different line of work, et cetera. So for the most part, it works well. And again, it does align interests.
So what else do you see out there? When you work with these companies, give us one example of how you work with companies like this.
Well, here's a perfect example. I've got a client now who's got about $1 million worth of debt from various lenders with a 6-month payback. So you can do the math on that. That's a lot of money every month, almost $200,000. He can't afford to pay that. The lenders need their money. So what I say to him is, listen, if I can't stretch out your payments and I can reduce your balance and negotiate a balance down for you, I'll make a percentage of what I save you. So that's, Jim, that's our core fee. For every dollar I save you, I'm going to charge you X, 15 cents, 20 cents off of every dollar, 25 cents. And so it seems like a win-win. Okay, well, yes, I'm getting sued for $250,000. If you can shave that down for me to $150,000 or $100,000 and give me time to pay it, then yes, that's a win-win. So that debt reduction is one of the core fees for us.
Because it
seems so simple.
I need your website.
Sure. BusinessGPSLLC.com.
BusinessGPSLLC.com is the website. Joe Muse and I will be right back. I'm going to get him to give us some other examples of how he works with companies on a contingency. Maybe he'll give you some ideas. Maybe even you might even want to work with him. Tintail, stay with us.
No. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.